Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, you're all welcome. Esther, welcome back. We already think that people who miss the services have gone for farming. Like Mr. Isoke is not here. You Isoke, where's Isoke Junior? Senior? You here? Yeah. So now we know that you are not at the farm. Okay, you must have been somewhere celebrating. Glory be to God. You and your sister. Hallelujah. Yeah? Was a birthday on Sunday or Saturday? During the week. So where were they on Sunday? Okay. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Good to see Bob and Anne again. Amen. Yeah, let's give them a big hand clap. Yes, Bob, he has rested farming for a bit. Yes, I was told that now one of the things he's doing is something to do with lifts, procurement, and he's an agent of some lifts. It's called elevators here in Uganda. So if you're building a house and you need an elevator, talk to what? Talk to Bob. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, there's a rich man who was staying, was it in Umuyenga or any, somewhere. Then he shifted, he built a house in Uluboa. Okay? Then he called Sam Isoke to install a lift. And he told him, yeah, you know, all my children are grown, they are gone, and I needed to build a small house because the other one was big. So I needed like a small house, so you come and fix an elevator. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay. Glory be to God. Yes, Dennis, good to see you. You're welcome. Good to see everyone of you. Yes, Lydia, welcome back. You are not here last Sunday. Were you here the other one? Yes, last Sunday and Thursday. Lydia is a regular, like all those days. So when we don't see her, we think there's a problem. But your husband and Oria told us that you are well. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bridget, were you here last Sunday? No. Farming? Hey. Okay. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Dennis, how is your coffee? 2 feet tall. Okay. By the way, your neighbor is also a coffee farmer. Hallelujah. When I talk about Flora here, we should say that, but you speak my things. But I can tell you more. Like other things, she's farming. Glory be to God. So anyone who wants to get into farming and you need advice, don't skip Flora. She's actually more experienced than Kajimba. Kajimba just began last year, isn't it? But of course, he has some experience from childhood. Cattle, rearing. Do you use the word okufunya? Okufunya. I learned that word recently. Now, in Uganda, okufunya means like to fold. Now, don't say that word with batoro and banyankole. It actually means like to whatever cows, like to beat them to go, to chase. That is okufunya. Hallelujah. Someone, you have learned some word. Another word. Did you know it? Yes, of course. You knew it in Unyankore. But did you know that it exists in Rotoro? Okay. Glory be to God. So every week we shall learn a word or two in Unyashitara. Glory be to God. Yeah. The Swahili teacher, I don't know what happened. Okay. Rafiki yetu. What happened? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So good to see all of you. Amen. Yes, who else wasn't here last Sunday? Abigail, were you? Yes, Abigail and Eden were not here last Sunday. Yeah, where were you? I honestly don't remember where they were. But I just know they were not here last Sunday. Yeah. Glory be to God. Yeah, last Sunday we talked about basically Abraham, and we ended up also talking about Kenneth Hagin. Okay, so we say that you cannot talk about Abraham without talking about Jesus. Glory be to God. Okay, because it is in Isaac that the seed that would be a blessing to the nations would come, okay? Isaac, the father of the son of Abraham, okay? Through that seed, the seed of Isaac, Jesus was going to come, okay? And actually, Jesus was the seed. Glory be to God. Amen? And of course, we also saw that Abraham was like God the father, okay? Abraham, the father of Isaac, okay? That was like God the father and Jesus the son. Isaac was the only begotten son, just like Jesus was the only begotten son. The father, Isaac, sacrificed his only begotten son. Just like God the father sacrificed his only what? Begotten son. Okay, Isaac was sacrificed, figuratively speaking, on Mount Moriah in the same area called as Jesus was sacrificed on the cross. So there are so many similarities between Abraham, Isaac, and God the Father and Jesus Christ. Okay, so you can't talk about Abraham and his faith without talking about Jesus. Glory be to God. Okay, then we saw, of course, that also there's a man who lived from 1917 or 1918 to around 2003. That is Hagin, okay? Kenneth Hagin, who God gave a commission to teach his people concerning faith. Hallelujah. So he taught about faith and all those things. And interestingly, even him, you couldn't talk about him without talking about Jesus, because many of the things he taught and learned, or he learned and taught, were taught to him by Jesus. Jesus used to appear to him in visions, and he would teach him. Glory be to God. He would teach him. He would, of course, give him other messages also. One of the things Jesus taught Kenneth Hagin when he once appeared to him was how demons influence people. You remember the story of the pastor's wife? So he taught him live that thing, okay? Yeah. There is a free copy of that book on the internet, but the commonest copy takes out that story. That story of the pastor's wife who was going to go to hell. And Jesus was like, she can't be forgiven like anymore. She has crossed the line. She has fallen beyond repentance. The most popular copy on the net, they remove that story. So it's a corrupted story. Okay? And you know why they remove it? Because it doesn't fit into the perverted grace message. That message says that if you got saved in P2, okay, no matter what you do, like you can even chuck Jesus, you can do all the sins in the world, and you still go to heaven. Now, that experience Kenneth Hagin had, okay? So these people believed in Kenneth Hagin. But now that experience, okay, messes up their what? Theology or their intentions. So they removed it from that copy on the net. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Yeah, that book is called I Believe in Visions. Okay? You remember I brought your copy last week? Yeah, so you can borrow mine, amen? Or you can order for one, and it will get to you. Yes, so he taught him many things. Once Jesus appeared to him, they went to, then he showed him a crown, and he told him this is a soul winner's crown. It is for people who win souls. Then Jesus said that many times I tell my people that tell so and so, okay? Tell them about me. And my people are always so busy, okay? Then he said, but this crown is for those who obey me and tell people that the kingdom of God is what? Is at hand. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let me say something. I hope you don't feel what? Bad. But do you notice that your dream was talking about preach the king, that the kingdom of God is at hand? But you summarize by saying that means we should get ready. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We're related. But God was saying, tell what? People, tell them the kingdom of God is at hand. So he wasn't saying like, Kati, you guys fail to getting it already. Yeah? It is part of it, but anyway, you understand. Hallelujah. Yes, and I saw that experience when Jesus showed him a crown for soul winners. They also went to heaven. He showed him other things. Then they descended to hell, okay? And Jesus told Hagin that warn people about this place. Tell them this place exists, okay? And warn them about it. Glory be to God. Even Christians should be warned about that place. It exists, okay? Living in sin, okay? Men who are all over, you know, messing up, women, singles, married, women who are all over the place with different men, okay, liars, stealers, stealers, glory be to God. But this English language is so messed up. You wonder why there's no word, stealers. Okay, yet if you steal, you are what? A stealer. Okay? Yeah, anyway, so all those people, the Bible says, won't inherit the kingdom of God. Okay? There will be those branches that will cut off, and they will be thrown where? In the fire. John the Baptist message, when he was telling people that Jesus is coming, get ready. Hallelujah. He didn't leave out the fire bit. Okay? Those things of say, you talk about hell, you talk how you're scaring people, that is the devil. That is the what? The devil not wanting to tell people about what? And that's one of the biggest issues I have with Catholics, the Roman Catholic Church. Deceiving people that, when you depart from here, if you're bad, you go into purgatory. It is not so bad. Then we who remain, we will be praying for you. So that you'll exit and go to heaven. You'll be there for a short time in a place, a Catholic concoction, man. Okay, right now, they're telling them that's rubbish. Okay? That's why you find many government officials, Catholics, they're thieves. But they have comfort. They're like, okay, if we die, we're going to what? Purgatory. And you, our church will pray for us through Mary. Mother, you know, the mother's heart. Then the mother will tell the son that, Baleke, but us. Then they will go to heaven. Glory be to God. So how can you tell a guy like that stop stealing? You can't succeed. You can't what? You can't succeed. The amongs of this world, among number one, to sovola mutisa, The only thing you can ukutisa with is losing her, what? But these are things of hell. Wow! Purgatory. That's why she was always meeting the Pope in her stealing what? Escapades. She was always going to Rome. Because the moment is, you know, wow, I'm coming in a Colombia. What? She, those things, she's comforted every Sunday. Okay? Comforted. You understand? So you can see the biggest problem we have in this country, okay, is the Roman Catholic Church. Hallelujah. Some of you think it's Museveni. It's not. You know, you know, it's not. The Roman Catholic Church tells people, you know, that's why Among steals money today, okay, on Monday. On Sunday, she's seated on the second pew in a Catholic church. Then they call her to even greet the people. Then she gives them something. You understand? And not only her, all of them. I think all of them. Maybe not all of them, but many of them. Hallelujah. And so there is what? There is hell, people. Okay, so we should be, yeah. Then another experience of Jesus that Kenneth Hagin had, do you remember it? Yes, there was one, you remember when Jesus appeared to him and told him that I've come to answer your prayer. Okay, and the answer was, tell your wife to go to hospital to get surgery. Okay, they had been praying about it, huh? The healing of the wife, and they thought if she went for surgery, she might die. Okay? So God says, I've come to do what? Answer your prayer. Not to heal supernaturally, but to tell you, mgene mudwario. Hallelujah. So Jesus appeared that time for just that message. Glory be to God. Okay? Another time he appeared to Hagin. They talked about other things, and then they say, then he told him about phases in ministry. You remember, we talked about that stuff some time ago. Okay? He told him that in a certain, some years ago, you entered your first phase of ministry. Then he told him that many preachers, okay? Remember, preachers. Many preachers never even enter into their first phase. So imagine you're preaching every day, every Sunday and Thursday. And according to heaven, you've never entered your first phase. Because if you never call up your, God is like, that's not what I told you. So he says that for you, you entered your first phase. Okay? Then say, but many preachers live and die before, when they haven't entered the first phase. Then he told him that that's why several of them die when they are young. Like die before the time when they should depart. Hallelujah. Amen. Then another time he appeared to him. Then he told him that on this time, this day, you entered your second phase. Then he told him that, and you are, if you're faithful, I will return to you when you're going to enter your third phase. I will return and we speak, you know, some more about this. Glory be to God. I hope you're aware that LAT entered its first phase and it finished it, entered the second phase, and it finished the second phase in 2024. Do you remember? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Years ago, a few years ago, Prophet Dennis Mujimba had a dream when I had a to-do list. A to-do list. Okay? Then he saw me. Man, I'm a serious chap. You guys just see me here. But I'm a serious chap. Okay. Oh, I was a serious chap. Right now, I don't know. Anyway, but he saw that I had what? I had ticked off everything. Okay? Not everything that I was supposed to do for the Lord in my life, but the thing that I was supposed to do until that time. Okay? He saw I had done what? Okay? Interestingly, it was around that time that I get a dream. And in this dream, a preacher, some apostle in this country, is inviting me to be his best man. And then also, I saw myself seated in his office working from there. Glory be to God. What the interpretation was, that's not the point, amen. But I had done what? Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. So, to the third phase. Amen? Yes. And truly, you know, like, you know, when a term begins at school, that first week is just like nothing much, isn't it? So, when you remember, we finished. You remember? So, but now, it didn't look like anything changed. Okay? In my opinion, truly, where you're weak. Hallelujah. Truly what? Truly where you're weak. Glory be to God. That's why you guys in Ministry of Education, that's why you find, like even here in Kampala, but especially villages, kids have begun school on Monday, but you still find them at home, fetching water, fetching firewood, heating mangoes in that week. You ask a parent, why don't you take your kids to school? They just tell you that in the first week, they don't do anything. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we are in that what? But the week has taken more than a year, isn't it? But what do? We only move when he tells us do what? Move. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When the glory, okay? When the pillar moves, we also do it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Yes, another time, Jesus appeared to Hagin. Okay? It's all in that book. By the way, you should get that book. Okay? Hagin got an accident. I think he fell. Philip, you must have read all those stories. Philip. Do you remember that experience? And he fell. Either he fell. Yes, I think he fell. And got a problem with his hand. Now, as he's walking to hospital, okay, you're walking to what? He thought it was broken, you know, so he has to. Yeah. So, anyhow, as he's walking to hospital, Jesus appears to him. Glory be to God. Jesus appears. What? To him, then they began to talk as he walked to hospital. Then he tells him that your hand is not very bad, you know, like it's not a fracture, okay, and that will be confirmed in hospital. Then he told him that while you are in hospital, I will appear to you again and tell you why you got that accident. Hallelujah. Why you fell. Yes, I think he fell. Eh? Yeah, he said, why you got that issue? So go to hospital. They will confirm that it is not that bad, and while you're there, I will appear to you, and we talk some more. Hallelujah. So Hagin goes to hospital. They do an X-ray, and it confirms what Jesus had said. Okay, but they admit him for a day or two. Okay. Now, at a particular time, he's lying on his bed, okay? Then all of a sudden, he sees someone walking towards him, okay? And he thought it was a nurse, okay? The person was dressed in white. Then when she looked closer, it was the Lord, man. Glory be to God. So he comes to his bed and tells him, that just as I told you, I have come again to tell you why you got that what? That accident. Then he told him that it happened because you were not in my perfect will. Okay, how? He says that you have been telling people, preaching, that you're called first as, I think, a teacher, then as a prophet. Okay? Then he tells him that I've been warning you several times, like speaking to you in the heart, to stop it. Because that's not like accurate. Okay? Then he told him that when you read the scriptures, the ministry of the prophet comes first before the ministry of a teacher. Glory be to God. And so because you change that order in your preaching, you open the door for the devil to hammer you. Okay? Then he told him that I allowed that accident to happen. Like I allowed the devil to hit you so that I can get your attention. Then he told him that you should thank me for having allowed it, because that was the only way I could get your attention. That's why we're speaking about it now. Okay? He says that you were at that time, Hagin was around 55. Okay? But he lived up to, I think, 86 or 87. So he told him that if I didn't right now gotten your attention, you were going to die like in a short while. So he was going to die maybe at 56. Someone who should have lived 30 years more. Why? For something that some of you will see that, but to heaven, it was a big deal. You understand? And he said, I've been warning you to stop it. Okay? You remember Ephesians 4, okay, says that some are called to be apostles, then prophets, then I think evangelists, then pastors, then teachers. So he says to him that the ministry of the prophet, you see, it's coming first before the teacher. But you are switching that order. Okay? You are called as a prophet and a teacher, not as a teacher, as a what? A prophet. Glory be to God. Then he says that, you'll be well. Okay? You'll be okay. But then he told him that, but your hand will never be complete, like 100%. You always feel some weakness of sorts, okay? Just either, did he say, like to remind you or something like that? But he says, but you're going to be okay. But the hand, you always feel either like a certain level of weakness in that arm, okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? So the important thing there was being in the perfect will of God. Okay? If you're not in the perfect will of God, bad things can happen to you that were not supposed to happen to you. Okay? You understand? You open a room for the devil to hammer you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Being in the what? The perfect will of God. And how do you get to know the perfect will of God? By fellowshipping with him. By doing what? Fellowshipping with him. And when you know that perfect will of God, you don't need anyone's permission to walk in that perfect will. Okay? You just follow what God has what? Told you to do. Andrew, are you listening to me? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So man, that's why man, Hagin, glory be to God. You can't talk about Kenneth Hagin. Now, interestingly, you see, this devil is a very bad devil. Do you know that there's a section in Christianity which hates Kenneth Hagin? Can you imagine? Yay, Toyogera, Toyogera. What? Ah, that faith preacher. He is the one who started those things of faith. What? Faith. You know, they hate him. One of the places which doesn't like him is Glad Tidings Bible College. Okay, they are for gospel. Umakere. I had a brother-in-law who was doing a course there. Then years ago, I read through some book of his, like a pamphlet. Hey, and I saw man they were hammering my man. Kenneth Hagin. Ngabamu soma in a bad way, what? Glad Tidings. Glory be to God. Maybe that's why, anyway, yes, I'll say it is not bad. That's why many years ago, someone in this church wanted to go and do a degree course in what? Like a Bible course at Glad Tidings. You know why it is? Then as they were considered, they even had contacts there. So basically, admission was going to be automatic. Okay? Then during that time, they had a dream. And they had gone there, and a water man was entering their brains. Hallelujah. Do you remember that dream? Hey. And man, they realized, something wrong with this school. So God is warning them, don't dare what? Step there. You're going to get messed up. Okay, Glad Tidings. Okay? And it has become a popular school in Uganda. Okay, but God is like, don't step there. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyway, so those are some of the experiences that they used to call him Daddy Hagin. Okay? That Daddy Hagin had. Okay? Jesus visiting him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But one time I had a dream about Kenneth Hagin. Okay? In this dream, I was with Eden. She was young at that time. Okay? And in the dream, she was that, you know, that young. So we were playing, I think, like in sand. You know, those things of sand. Anyway, so Eden got in the sand and did like a mountain, like this small, because of her age. So she, whatever, like a mountain, this small. Then there's a certain big, fat guy who I knew, okay, tall and big. He came. And what? And he made a much bigger mountain. Just like him, okay? So Eden small, made a small thing. Okay? That reminds me, there's a time my brother-in-law went to what? China. Was it China? Sweetheart, where was that? China. Oh, you don't know that story. Anyway, so he went to China to shop. Okay, clothes. Then, because he was big, okay, the clothes couldn't what fit him. Then the woman in the shop, because they didn't know very good what English, they told him, go, eat small, come back. Say, go. Eat. Small. Come back. Glory be to God. Amen. Anyway, so Eden made small. Then the other bee made a bigger thing. That's a dream, okay? Now, if that dream had ended just like that, what would it mean? Like, I wouldn't know what it means. But thank God, before it ends, Kenneth Hagin appears. And then he gives me the interpretation. Hallelujah. Which interpretation is not the subject for what? For today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So those are visitations of Jesus. Okay, you can't talk about Abraham without talking about Jesus. Okay? Hallelujah. Abraham, the father of faith. Okay? And you can't talk about Kenneth Hagin, who used to preach faith and you don't talk about Jesus, if you really know his life, okay? Hallelujah. If you listen to him, if you read his books, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, now, we need a biblical context or justification of these experiences. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Over these what? These experiences. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us read. First of all, we have to know that Jesus existed before the creation of the world. Okay? For example, one of the scriptures that tell us about that is Micah. Micah, who borrows what people call Micah. But it is actually Micah. Micah chapter 5, verse what? I don't know. I think the devil erased my what? All my scriptures, man. But thank God I'd sent them to Mark on WhatsApp, okay? So Micah chapter 5, verse 2, it says that, "But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel." That is Jesus, okay? "Whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting." Glory be to God. So he existed before the beginning. Hallelujah. He existed before what? The beginning. Hallelujah. Amen. You remember when, like after God had created stuff, you know, day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, then on day six, he says that, "Let us make man in our what?" Okay? What did he say? It's okay. Let us what? He didn't say, "Let me make man." He said, "Let us make man." Us, plural. Okay? So it means that God the Father was working with someone, isn't it? Okay? And we understand, okay, that was Jesus. But at that time, it wasn't called Jesus. Okay? The name Jesus comes when Gabriel appears to Mary. Okay? Says that you have a son and you shall call his name Jesus. For he will save his people from their sins. Okay? But in everlasting, he wasn't called what? Jesus. Okay? John 1, verse 1 says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Okay? So someone can say that in everlasting, he was called the Word. Glory be to God. Amen? So now, that person who was with the Father in creation, who existed before creation, okay, used to appear to Old Testament saints. He used to appear to them. Glory be to God. But remember, he never used to appear as Jesus or as Joshua. You understand? That time wasn't called Jesus. But even if he hadn't yet become a man, he still used to do what? To appear. One of the places where we see that is in Genesis chapter 8. Let's read from verse 1. It says that, "Then the Lord," then who? Remember, all the letters in the Lord are kawat, capitalized. Okay? So, and we learned some time ago that there should be the name of the Lord in that there. Like instead of Lord, it should be Jehovah Yahweh. Okay, so that Jehovah Yahweh appeared to Abraham, okay, as he was seated. He was on a chair. Atude mukati, mubisera bye dembe. Hallelujah. So Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, Three men were standing by him. And when he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the ground. Said, "My Lord, if I've now found favor in your sight, do not pass on by your servant." Okay? So three men do what? Appear to him. Let's read on. Then he says, "Please let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree. And I'll bring bread that you may refresh your hearts. After that you may pass by, inasmuch as you have come to your servant." They, the three men, said, "Do as you have what?" So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah and said, "Quickly, make ready three measures of fine meal. Yeah, do with it what you do with it and make what? Cakes." And Abraham ran to the herd, took a tender and good calf, gave it to a young man, and he hastened to prepare it. So he took butter and milk and the calf which he had prepared and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree as they did what? As they ate. Then they said to him, okay, those three men, "Where is Sarah, your wife?" So he said, "Here, in the tent." And he said, "I will certainly return." Now one man is speaking. And he said, "I'll certainly return to you according to the time of life. And behold, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son." Sarah was listening in the tent door which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, well advanced in age. And Sarah had passed the age of childbearing. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, "After I have grown old, shall I have pleasure? My Lord." Okay? You remember? In Peter it says that what? You young ladies. Okay? You should be like who? Like Sarah. Okay? I had a friend, some girl, like a white girl at school. You remember? Vela. She used to say Sarah. And so, Peter says that, be like what? Who used to call Abraham Lord? Hallelujah. Peter, we are chija. In Uganda, yamuitangatia? Mukama wangi. Hallelujah. Mukama wangi. Hallelujah. So, Peter was advising the glories of this day. Hallelujah. Mubele ngani? Yaita ngani? Yamuita atya? Ona, though she's saying them, like, but the scriptures are there. Mwino kuita, you should call your husbands my Lord. Hallelujah. You see, the devil is a bad devil, okay? These scouts. There's a fellowship called Zoe. Now, in that fellowship, even before most of us left, you couldn't call Elvis just Elvis. Get killed, man. The prophet. You know, and man, it's easy to identify a cult, man. You can't just say, now like me. Now, guys used to get offended with me because Nzengamuita Elvis. No, prophet. But at that time, now something had happened. So it became you have to. Now, some of those women, some were married women and were in this church. Elvis, no kugatako title. Okay? But they would come here and testify. Then say, my husband. Then they would throw the guy's name there. Okay? Let's say Henry. You know, I was talking to Henry the other day. Let's do this. Then you're like, what wrong inside you? You know, who got a title? Name me, Henry. I was like, not even Mr. Terry, you could not, prophet. I was like, but you guys, don't you say there's something wrong? Your husbands, you just throw like a name. But a certain man, you have two. Those same people will call Museveni just Museveni. But why don't you present Museveni? So I told them, you guys, something is wrong. But they are like, those are yours. I was talking about Henry, Nayoli, Elvis, prophets. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyway, so therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I've grown old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord, being old also? And what? The Lord did what? The Lord said. Jehovah did what? So one of those three men was who? Was Jehovah. Okay? And that was Jesus. The person we now know as Jesus. Even before he got the title, the name Jesus, he still used to appear to the saints of old. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. There is a, when you read the Old Testament, there is a term called the angel of the Lord. Eh? That Lord, okay? Okay? This is that term that you find, the angel of the Lord. Hallelujah. And to submit to you that was Jesus. Okay? Who was referred to as the angel of the Lord. It was him who was in the burning bush. Glory be to God. You want to go through that story real quick? Exodus chapter 3, verse 2. Exodus chapter 3 from verse 2, it says that, and the angel of the Lord, you see the angel of the Lord? Okay. By the way, he appeared to Gideon. He appeared to Samson's father before Samson was born. So the angel of the Lord appeared to Moses in a flame of fire. Then Moses looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not being consumed. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn. So when the Lord saw that he had turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush. Hallelujah. Go, you know, the angel was what? In the bush. Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. Okay, then he said, do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. An angel of the Lord won't tell you to take off your shoes, because remember, we're not supposed to worship angels. Hallelujah. Okay? Moreover, he said, I'm the God of your father. So, this angel of the Lord is saying, I am what? The God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon what? An angel. No, God. Hallelujah. He was in the burning bush, Abigail. Glory be to God. And the Lord said, and we can go on, okay? So what I'm trying to show you is that Jesus, the person we now call Jesus, used to appear to the saints of old before he became man. Okay? Before he became man and was born as a child. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Then, of course, you know what happened when he became man, isn't it? The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 1, that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Then in verse 14, it says that, and the Word became what? Flesh, and dwelt amongst us. So now, that person who appeared to Abraham, who appeared to Moses, who appeared to Gideon, who appeared to Samson's father, Okay, now he came and became a human being. Glory be to God. And people saw him. And people touched him. Some slapped him. Okay? Some mocked his. Twakula now, kati waita. Twakula now. Glory be to God. Okay? But now he was dwelling with them, isn't it? Hallelujah. Amen. And then, you remember he lived, he died, was buried, and rose again. Okay, now after he rose again, he continued. Okay, what he used to do? Appearing to people. Hallelujah. So you cannot say those things are for the Peter Azabo, baby. No. After he rose, now we're talking about New Testament, he continued his business. Hallelujah. Appearing to human beings. Okay? 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 3. Paul says that, I delivered to you, first of all, that which I also received, that Christ died for our what? Sins. Okay? Those of you who celebrated Eid, hallelujah. Muslims don't believe that. They say, hey, he was a good man, Nabi Isa, a good man. But you bring up that what? Subject, died for our sins. Okay? This man, that's where you part ways. All right? So it shows you that Islam and Christianity, they have no fellowship. One is light, one is what? Darkness. So Christ died for our what? According to the scriptures. And that he was what? Buried. And that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. And that he was seen by Cephas, Peter. Then by the 12, the others, the rest. After that, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once. So he's appearing to people after his resurrection. Okay? Okay? Then, verse 7, after that, he was seen by James. Okay? James, now that is the Lord's what? Jesus' brother. Bloody. Okay? Now, the Roman Catholic Church, man. These are the scriptures that James Abatawan. What even with Judah? I think he's one who wrote the book of Jude. Okay? That was also Jesus' brother. Can't you tell Catholics that Mary Azala Wana Balala? How? Bagam, Abariba cousins. Those were cousins, ne? In those days, Baba Itangabachi, brothers. Okay, one time they came, say, your mother, your whatever, your brother, they're looking for you. You understand? Catholics, Mary, Kugamba Mary. Yeah? I'm saying the Catholic Church, man. Like, there's a friend of mine I have, he's a Catholic. But I tell you, that Papa, the Pope, Yakwata Bendela Yabalimba. Yeah? He's the one who holds what? The banner. Yeah? He's the one who leads liars. Liars just. Yeah? Lydia, liars too. Liars just two. Yeah? That is Swahili. Two, just T-U. Okay? So anyway, this James, the Lord's brother, okay? Jesus appeared to his brother also, okay? Then last of all, he was seen by me also, years later, years after appearing to James and the apostles. So years later, he appeared to Paul also, years later. Glory be to God, okay? Now, if he appeared to all those guys, and years later now, he appeared to Paul after he had gone to heaven. So, meaning that even when he went to heaven, he still used to appear to humans. Glory be to God. Now, I'm saying all this to tell you that he wants to appear to you also. Glory be to God. He wants to appear to you also hundreds of years later. Glory be to God. Because he has always been in that business of appearing to people. Even before he became a man. Glory be to God. Okay? Kenneth Hagin wasn't the last he appeared to. You understand? He wants to appear to you also. Glory be to God. Bob, are you listening to me? Amen? Tituin zagambe biyaba mjimbe vyo. Wafe twali achi. You know this all what? Family man. Ah, glory be to God. How many of you have been visited by Jesus, like you've seen the Lord, either in a vision or in a dream? Okay? Children, how many of you have ever seen Jesus, like in a dream? Or you're seated having breakfast and he came? Okay? Put up your hand. Jesus appeared to you, should be, yeah. Okay? Hallelujah. So it's okay. He's appeared to you. Do you want to tell us that experience? Come. Eh? But remember, he appeared. What he told you, don't remember. Okay. Hallelujah. Maybe you are, hallelujah. Maybe he will appear to you again and remind you what he told you. Okay? Who else? Put up your hand if Jesus appeared to you. But guy, aha, not long ago, aha. Glory be to God. Otubalizo mrutor. Ego. Walengeho.
Nkabandi hakitabu kyange mbyamire. Okay. Omwana wange omwaka bayina. Mmanyira kaseke. And I was so worried. Bakanumenda kumutwara mu theater. Then he appeared on my bed. And he told me he will not go to theater. She will not go to theater. I got so excited. I thanked the Lord. And indeed, she has never been in theater.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When was that?
I don't remember the year, but not long ago.
Did you tell her? Like which year? Around which year?
I can't remember the year.
Okay. That was after you had left the other place. Before she went there. Anyway, so Jesus appeared to her and told her what he told Hegi. Now for Hegi, glory be to God. So how did he look like? Do you remember? Yes.
He came. I was sleeping on my bed. And he came at the feet. Hananka. Hamarambi.
Hamarambi. Those are the vocals. Eh? Haroho or Usego? Where you put the head. Yeah. Then Amarambi, where? Emila Namilo? Balo. Emila Namilo? Nemitwetwe. So what she's talking about is? Emila Namilo. Glory be to God. So, and for you, it wasn't a dream. Wow. Glory be to God. Isn't that amazing? Hallelujah.
Amen. Nkamurora. Okay. Yeah.
Aha, of course, man. Glory be to God. Flora. Flora, you're very happy. Hallelujah. Jesus appeared to Unalung. Hallelujah. And why it wasn't a vision, it wasn't a dream. Live. Told about her. So you see, Jesus is concerned about her lives, isn't it? So she was concerned about the daughter, Yaina, they call it Akasekere Kurisa. Yes. The star, E. And Jesus appeared just for that. You think you appear for big things? Eh? Phases of ministry. Phases of ministry. Akasekere Kurisa, and he appeared. You understand? So when you're thinking of big things, end times, he only appears to tell us about end times, Israel, Papa, you know, but now a star is called in English, a star, and he appears. Hallelujah. Amen? Who else has ever had a visitation of, they disappeared. Glory be to God. Ruhanga, same way. This one knows how to respond. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Isn't that amazing? Who else? Visitation of Jesus in a dream or in a vision? Dennis, you put up your hand. What do you budget your AFCON? Okay, who else? Yes, this man.
Dennis. This was Easter Thursday of, it was Good Friday 2014 when we moved into our house. I first heard a voice call me, say Dennis, but it was so loud.
So it's not a dream?
No, I first heard a voice. It was not a dream. I was lying on the bed. Then I heard a voice call. So when this voice called out my name, it was like, you know, if you're in a isolated place and you hear your voice echo in hills, that's how it sounded. Then I saw like someone appearing through the clouds. Now like as if room had clouds. So he appeared and then he told me that if you do my will, my presence will go with you. And when my presence goes with you, when my presence is with you, you shall have joy. And my joy shall be your strength.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you do my will, if you do my phases, hallelujah. Glory be to God. So very important. Okay? Hallelujah. Jesus appeared to us. And I'm sharing all this to tell you that he also wants to appear to you. To all of us. Okay? Who else has ever had an experience? Hey, you have remembered? When you saw your mother had entered. On a guy who, you to come Jesus has ever appeared to him. But one booze is that divichi. Naturally, Makati, because you're ingi damani, ha! Echina vele, Kastwa, ha?
So it happened when I was a young kid. It was a dream. And Jesus appeared to me and he told me that if you obey your parents, you live a long life. And then he left on clouds, walking to the sky on clouds.
Glory be to God. You say it again, if you do what?
If you obey your parents, you live a long life.
Uh-huh. Children, have you heard? Jesus appeared to Uncle... What's your first name? Kwezi. Uh-huh. Jesus appeared to Uncle Kwezi and told him that if you obey your parents. And that time, he was a young child. And just appeared to him and told him, if you obey your parents, you will live long. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And did you obey your parents? Are you obeying them? 80%. Okay. You what? Now, you know, I'm using the Rutoro Bibles to learn Rutoro. So now, last week, I think on Wednesday, I was in Ephesians. Then I go to that verse. Then there was a big word. Eh? Okugunda gunda. Okay? That scripture where I say, so I noted it so that I can ask my what? Teachers. Kugunda gu. Then when I talk to Sam's mom, he said, it means to grow, like, not just old, like 70, but now like your mom, eh? Those things are real growing old. Eh? Okugunda gunda. Okay? Then I was told that it even, someone I think is the one who told me, that he has heard even people when they are referring to the Kabaka. Yeah, agunde gunde. Glory be to God. So it means long live, like not just long live, but live forever. Hallelujah. Then I realized that now, Rutoro is giving me problem because I'm not well established in Uganda. Because now if I knew that in Uganda, but I found it in the Rutoro. Then I wondered, what does the name Urugunda mean? Are they related? No. Okay, to be very careful. Hallelujah. Now I learned Kugunda Gunda. So if you obey your parents, you will what? Kugunda Gunda. Live long. Hallelujah. Amen. So you see, Jesus gives what? Messages in dreams. Hallelujah. So children, you have heard? Jesus appeared to him, told him, if you obey your parents, you will live long. So who else? Jesus appeared to you in a vision, a dream. Hey, kati umwala wana longo na ye ajukide.
It was sometime when we were still in Zoe. And I had a dream, and I saw Pastor. Ah. Pastor had a gray head, full gray head. Okay, he had a full gray head. So I asked the Lord. That was my experience. I asked the Lord. No, I knew he was there. So I asked the Lord, what does this mean? And then the Lord said, that means that he has wisdom. So that's what that dream was all about, and that's how I ended up at LAT.
Glory be to God. So Jesus appeared to her also, all right? Told her about someone, amen? Who else? Yes, I'm coming. Who else? Sweetheart, Jesus appeared to you? In a dream. Okay?
It was just two dreams, and they were very simple. I just have dreams of hugging Jesus in heaven.
Oh, hugging.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You have never had one. Hallelujah. Okay? You also had one?
Jesus was coming back on clouds, and so he told me to tell my friends and everyone to get prepared.
Yes, I remember that dream. We even put, yes, I'd forgotten it. It was during COVID, the lockdown. She had a dream and the Lord appeared and told her that he's coming, get ready. Yes, I'd forgotten that. Yeah, thank you. Uh-huh. Joanne, you have had, for you, man, there should be more than one, isn't it? Uh-huh. You come and tell us too, Ombogof. Come. Okay? But as you come, grace joy quickly.
It was a dream about the end times when I was really young. And what I remember is at some point Jesus came and held my hand. And when I tried to look at him, there was so much love and kindness in his eyes that I turned away so I couldn't see his face. But yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay, you see, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen? Yesterday, he appeared to the Old Testament saints. Yesterday, he came as a man, and he lived with people, and they saw him. Yesterday, he appeared after the resurrection, he appeared to people. He appeared to Paul, even when he had gone to heaven. Now, the Bible says Jesus is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. So meaning that he's interested in appearing to us just as he used to do. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Mchala is okay.
I was going to hospital to give birth to Manzi. And Jesus, I was really ready to give birth, and there was a lot of traffic. There was a lot of traffic jam in Kamocha. And Jesus appeared to me at that point because I didn't know what I was going to do, or else I was going to give birth in the car. And Jesus appeared to me, and the moment he appeared to me, all the pain went away immediately. And I made it to hospital, and in 10 minutes, I had given birth to Manzi.
So you've never shared that experience. Like when I went for war, Hallelujah. She has never shared that. So you go into hospital and the Lord appears in the car. Like, isn't that amazing? Like what he did with Kenneth Hagin, isn't it? Hey, man. Hallelujah. Esther. Chichi. Over now, holding at Joan, you're like, that one I'll share it next year. You first say your things, for me, mine is what? It's for World Cup. Glory be to God. Amen? So you went to hospital and you gave birth to a footballer or to a preacher. A preacher. Glory be to God. Hey. Anyway, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Philip.
I have many, but let me pick the one. When I was young, I grew up in Bukoto, Mulimira zone around there. So I used to walk to Nakasero Primary and back, and it was normal. So I think the day before, I was really, really tired and sleeping. So I wake up I wake up with a vision, like I see a real vision. Somebody was, they walked behind the, there was a long church, Bokoto Evangelico, now Ruro. They went dropping coins. Coins had just come like a month or so before. New coins, so, behind the church. I went, I lit a lamp at about, say, 5 or 3 p.m., a.m. rather. I went behind the church, and they were in line as I had seen them. I needed transport to go to school that day. I didn't have energy to walk. But I saw in a vision this man, he walked behind the church, dropping coins like in a line from up downwards. And so I went behind the church, lit a lamp, and those coins were shining out of the moonlight. They were there, 200 coins, like for 200 shillings, many in a line. It's about 97 or 90 something. I don't know.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Bob. And no, this is serious, okay? Any experience? Now, for those of you who think that Jesus has never appeared to you, do you know that it's possible he has appeared to you? Okay? But you didn't recall, like in a vision or in a dream. For example, there's a story in Luke chapter 24. Okay, Luke chapter 24. Okay, so there are these two men walking. Remember after the resurrection of Jesus. They are walking, they're talking about like a chibadeo. Okay? He rose again. Like in Sionelli Muanda. Okay? Then as they walk, remember, that's a famous, the road to Emmaus. They are walking, then some man joined them. Who's like, Mugira bichi bichi. And they were like, haven't you heard? Glory be to God. Okay? Now at a certain point, the man is going to leave them, to take another path, whatever. Okay? Then these people will constrain him. No, stay with us. It's late. Stay with us. You come and what? Stay with us. So this man accepts. So he goes with them to their house. And when they go to the house, it was dinner time. Okay, then the man prayed, broke bread. Then the moment he broke the bread, it was Jesus. Glory be to God. So now, sometimes Jesus appears to us in another form. So these men didn't know that the man who had joined them, now this wasn't a vision, and this wasn't a dream. Gay yavigatako, chichi, mogirachi. By the way, they were not speaking English. By the way, Uganda. Utomani, what? What was Jesus, Yafa, Kati, Abakazi Batu Gambia, Bagans, the Kutum, Bam Sanda Zuki, they were so and so confirmed it. So the man, you know, you understand? And that was Jesus. So you might be amazed that Jesus has ever visited you, but in a different form. Okay? In real life, or in a dream, or in a what? A vision. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he wants to do that. But this time, when he comes, he wants you to recognize him. Hallelujah. Okay? Jesus can appear to you as Kabaka Mutebi. Glory be to God. Ask Kabaka Mutebi. He talks on the image of Kabaka Mutebi. Because remember, Jesus is a king. There's a guy we sometimes meet at the church, okay? Iron Sam. He's born again. He used to go to a church in Kawala. You met him once. Eh? That guy with a lot of gray hair, remember? One time he had a dream. And he met Kabaka Mutebi, and Kabaka Mutebi, I think, poured oil on him, Then he told him of the work he was supposed to do for him. Okay? Now, when he woke up a few days later, his pastor calls him, says, now, there's this work I want you to do in the church, to head a certain ministry. Then the guy went, that's a dream I had. Jesus was basically anointing him for that work in church. But you see, he appears as a king because he's a king. Glory be to God. Okay, now that doesn't mean that everything about the king is good. But Jesus just wants to use that what? Picture of a king. Are you listening to me? Okay, sometimes you might be amazed that the dreams or visions you've had of your past, you've had when your pastor is appearing to you and telling you something. You might be amazed that actually it was Jesus. Because Jesus is the good shepherd. He's a pastor. So he takes on that form, okay, of a pastor to come and speak to you, his sheep. Glory be to God. Sometime last year, January or March, he appeared to me in the form of Nabanja. You remember? He's a minister. And not just a minister, prime minister, minister of ministers. You understand? So, I was praying to him about LT 25, and I prayed in Rutoro. Then I told him, now I have spoken to you in Rutoro. Okay? I want you now to come and respond to what I've been asking you. And also you speak Rutoro, as in respond in Rutoro. Okay? A few weeks after, I have a dream. And in this dream, I go to a market to buy mushrooms. Okay? I pay for them. Okay? And I went to Nabanja's store. Nabanja was a seller of mushrooms. Okay? So I give her the dime. Okay? The money. Then she walks away. Why? I don't know where she went. She took a long time returning. So I remained waiting. Then after a long time anyway, she returns and hands me 3 packets of what? Mushrooms. Then as she hands them to me, she speaks to me in Runyoro Rutoro. Glory be to God. So you can see God, Jesus, like it was a perfect time for him to use Nabanja. Because now you know Nabanja is a Munyoro. And at the same time, she's a prime minister, minister of ministers. And God, Jesus was a perfect image to use. Glory be to God. Amen? So you see, he can take on a form he wishes and he appears to you. And he expects you, okay, because you're his, he expects you to recognize him. Hallelujah. Amen? He can appear to you as President Museveni. Well, the Tumwagala, but just because there's something he wants to tell you, because he's the ultimate, isn't it? Okay? Praise, he's the head. Yeah, you think, and he appears to you that way. Glory be to God. Okay, so you might be amazed that actually Jesus has appeared to you several times. Hallelujah. You remember, in that dream of we have finished the first phase, he appeared to me in a dream to tell me that we have finished the first phase and to tell me that the second phase should be much shorter. He appeared to me as Emmanuel. Emma, what is that guy's other name? Yes, this guy, I talked to him like 3 times in my life in Zoe. But now Jesus, because you remember Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. So now he looks around for some Emmanuel whom you know. And he takes on that what? That form. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he did, okay, in the days of Abraham, in the days of Moses, and thereafter, okay, those appearances, okay? He did them even after the resurrection, okay? He still wants to do them now. He wants to visit us. He wants to appear to us and speak with us about what? About what he wants. Sometimes it might be to answer your prayer, like Nalongo's prayer. Like her daughter had a problem with the eye, okay? sometimes can be to relieve pain. Hallelujah. Mr. Baluma, yo mwana nga bwaluma. Hallelujah. Mwana aluma, you know. Just, you know, so she went and gave, you know. You said there was no pain. Hallelujah. So you can see his concern. Remember, he's Emmanuel, God with us. Okay, Bob, Jesus wants to do what? He wants to appear to us. Hallelujah. And when he appears to us, let us recognize him. Okay? But at the same time, let's have the desire for him to visit us, like he did with Kenneth Hagin, like he did with Joanne, like he did with Nalongo. You understand? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus is still in the business of visiting his people. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So let us desire for that to happen to us also. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.